Could you turn with me, please, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 16? I just want to read one verse this morning from this Gospel, the last chapter in Mark. You will appreciate that there has been a lot on my mind these past few weeks with family illness and a family wedding. But on my more spiritual moments, I have been thinking about mission. And that's not surprising, because next weekend I have a conference in Fraserburgh in Scotland, and then at the end of February we have our missionary weekend, and Davey's been announcing that. And then in March, God willing, I'll be traveling with the UGM team to India. And so you can see how mission would be in the forefront of my mind. We're reading Mark 16, verse 15. And he, the Lord Jesus, said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We know it off by heart, don't we? We're so familiar with it. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. One of the greatest names in mission is Henry Martin. He was born in 1781. And Henry Martin was an English missionary to India. Whenever he arrived in Calcutta in the year of 1806, April 1806, at the age of 25, he made a statement. And the statement that he made was this: Now let me burn out for God. Henry Martin, 25 years of age. Now let me burn out for God. And when he made that statement, little did he know that a short 6 years later he would die at the age of 31, burnt out for God. 31. Burnt out. Henry Martin expressed many wonderful statements in his short life. And he certainly compressed much into those 6 years of service. But on one occasion he said this: The Spirit of Christ is the spirit of missions. And the nearer we get to him, the more intensely missionary we must become. Here in Bali Baptist, mission is a very important part of what we are and what we do. You could say that a major artery which pumps life through this fellowship is the artery of mission. And we pray for our missionaries. We give to our missionaries. We support our missionaries. We think of them. We look forward to that missionary weekend. And it is vital that mission is a part of what we must be and what we must do as a church fellowship. And my focus this past few days has been on Mark 16, verse 15, Mark's version of what has become known as the Great Commission. And what I want to do, things have been a bit disjointed and being away next week, but the next two or three Sunday mornings that I'm here, I want to focus on this one verse. And I want to look at different aspects of mission. And if you like, my subject this morning is the motive for mission. The motive. And I can summarize it in six words. Go ye into all the world. That is our motive for mission. To reach all the world for Jesus Christ. It is to see the vastness of the need. It is to think globally. It is to think tribally. It is to think linguistically, like Wycliffe Bible translators. It is to think culturally. To let our eyes soar above our own community and our own town and our own district, and see a world that's dying without Jesus Christ. The motive for mission. Go ye into all the world. I said to some, I found it hard focusing this week just with circumstances. But as I sat in the study and as I thought of those six words, three little thoughts came to mind. I just want to simply share them with you this morning. The first thing I thought of is that God's love is revealed to the world. We have to go into all the world with His love. This crazy, mad, sinful world is the object of God's eternal love. And we know the verse, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. Of course, it's not the physical planet. We understand that. It's not thinking about the mountains and the hills and the valleys and the rivers. No, no, we're talking here about all the people who live or who have lived on this planet. God's love is a worldwide love. The Sentinelese people are the most untouched tribal people in the world. They live in a little island on the Bay of Bengal off the coast of India. It is estimated that there's somewhere between 50 and 400 of them. And they have never been touched by outside people. And these Sentinelese people have been untouched and they've never heard the name of Jesus. The Turkana tribe in northern Kenya, herding cattle and goats and camels, virtually untouched. We think of 400 different tribal peoples in the Amazon rainforest, each with their own language and their own culture and their own territory. Or we could think of God's love reaching a single mother living in a high-rise block of flats, and all she has as company is daytime television, and she sees nobody. It reaches a multi-millionaire with his latest expensive toys. It goes from the icy huts of Greenland's mountains and it flows to the Orient to meet the need of India's teeming millions and then to the lonely forest clearings in Africa. God's love is a worldwide love. And it reaches your heart. God loves you. God loves you, not just Christians, not just the leadership, not just missionaries, not just good people. God loves you. His love is a universal love. Now please, that does not mean to say you'll have no problems. It does not mean to say that you won't have the crises and the valley times of life. It doesn't mean that you'll have no bereavements in your home. Ah, but it does mean that when you trust Him and when you depend on Him, He will walk through all the valleys and He'll walk with you through the crises. God's love reaches your heart this morning. And I'm speaking to a congregation and there are believers here and you've had difficulties and problems and valleys this past week or past fortnight or weeks and you don't know how you're going to cope with another week. I want to tell you, God's love is there for you. There's unsaved people here this morning. I want to tell you, God loves you. Somebody has said, slightly humorously, I suppose, if God had a fridge in heaven, your picture would be on it. And if God had a wallet, your picture would be in it. He loves you. He thinks about you. And He knows all about you. And the proof of that astonishing love is the giving of his beloved Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The love of God which sent his Son to die for you at Calvary. Oh, we get uptight about immigration, don't we? They take our jobs. They get housing priority. They're a burden and a drain in our society. And there certainly is big issues around immigration. But oh, listen to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God's love is a whosoever love. And the motivation for mission is to tell the whole world that God loves them and Christ died for them. So as I looked at those six words, go ye into all the world, I thought of God's love revealed to the world. Secondly, I thought of God's grace required by the world. You see, if John 3:16 speaks about a universal love, then Titus 2:11 speaks of a universal salvation. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. All men. For a universal problem, God has given a universal provision. Through the grace of God, salvation has been provided for all. There is no person who has to go to hell. All mankind is lost, depraved, absolutely. But God made provision for all mankind. Oh, the work of Calvary is so vast. And all who repent and trust come into the good of it. Paul, writing to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, says, for therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the Savior of all men. All men. This is the good news of mission. All can live for Christ has died. All men and women need to hear. Men and women need to be confronted by God's love and God's provision of a Savior. That's why we send out missionaries, isn't it? Because people in Canada and Sweden and Tanzania and Cambodia and Hong Kong need to hear. That's why we send out, that's why we give generously to missions. That's why we as an assembly give guaranteed amount per missionary per month. We commit ourselves before God to do that. Because we believe in mission. That's why I'm involved in India with United Grace Mission. India, I would suggest from my travels, is the hardest country in the world to be a missionary in. It's closed. We have to go as tourists. Can't go as a missionary to India. You either get a work visa or a tourist visa. We have to go as a tourist. Because if we go as a work, then they want to know how much we've earned and how much tax we pay. And of course, we are not taking anything. We are giving. So we have to go as tourists. And then when we do meetings, we run the risk of them saying, well, you shouldn't be preaching here. You're a tourist. You should be looking at the scenes and taking photographs. You're not meant to be here preaching. And so we have that dilemma every time we go. India is a culture shock to the eyes. When you see the poverty, it's a culture shock to the nose. It's a culture shock to the ears and to the stomach and to the heart. There's an awful lot easier places. But we have the motive for mission. We have God's love revealed to the world, and we have God's grace required by the world. In India, 80% are Hindu, the biggest religious grouping by far. 13.5% are Muslim. And there is the rivalry between the Hindu and the Muslim peoples. Christianity in that vast country is 2%. Most of it is nominal. Roman Catholics, Anglican, and so on. The evangelical, Bible-believing, gospel-preaching population of India stands, they estimate, at 0.6%. The vast majority have never heard the gospel. Large areas are under severe and vicious persecution. We could talk about Gujarat up in the northwest of India and the persecution. We could speak of Orissa. In Orissa last year, there was 38 Christians martyred for their faith. There was 18,000 injured. There was 50,000 deported from their homes. That's India. Go ye into all the world. God's love revealed. Oh, his love for all, without exception, without hindrance, without defining it. He loves us. He's a God of love. God's grace required. This world needs the gospel. God has provided an answer. And we need to get it there. We need to reach out. But thirdly and finally, God's wrath reserved for the world. This must be the biggest motivation for mission. The God of love is at one and the same time a God of wrath. The psalmist in Psalm number 9 says, "But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness." The psalmist in Psalm 96:13, "Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." And billions of people this morning are under the wrath of a holy God because of their sin. And we can sit in church, and we can sit as if butter wouldn't melt in our mouth, and yet just across the street, or just over the border, as Johnny and Julie will soon discover, as they have already, are people who have never heard. Billions of people in the hands of an angry God, soon to be ushered into a lost eternity without Jesus Christ. God loves all. But as a holy and righteous God, he will pour out his wrath on unrepentant sinners, some of whom have sat in church all their adult lives, if not all their lives. And God will usher them into a lost eternity. Motive for mission. We have people in this building not saved. We have family members not saved. We have loved ones not saved. Across the world, millions upon millions upon millions bound for a lost eternity. I think of Isaiah 5, I think it's verse 14, that scary, scary verse. "Hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, waiting for the vast multitudes of earth, waiting to engorge them." 56 million people die every year, which is 153,000 people every day. People need the Lord. Oh, that a fear of God will fill our hearts. This is more important than your business, sir. This is more important than the soap storylines, madam. This is more important and more critical than school and college and exams and career and income and prospects and pensions and achievements. And C.T. Studd said on one occasion, "Some wish to live within the sound of church and chapel bell. I wish to run a rescue mission within a yard of hell." Motive for mission. Go ye into all the world. Our world is lost. And Henry Martin's words ring true. The Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of missions. And the nearer we get to Him, the more intensely missionary we must become. Listen to me. If you're a Christian and have no heart for mission, you are far from the Master. I say, missionaries can disappoint us, can't they? Some can seem to live a very comfortable life out there, can't they? And some seem to come home and have all and more than what we could afford. Listen, God will judge them for it. God will not the judge of all the earth do right. God will hold them accountable for what they have or what they don't have. But we must know God in such a way that we have a heart for mission, that we have a heart for the things that God has a heart for, that we will love the world because He has a great passion for the world. And the closer we get to Him, the more we understand what He really cares about. God's love revealed. Oh, if you get nothing else, go home remembering that God loves you. God's grace required. This world needs to hear that there is mercy and there is grace and there is forgiveness and there is cleansing at the foot of the old rugged cross. They need to hear. And God's wrath reserved. I can't even start to think of people that I know in this congregation and what they might face if they die without Christ and without a Savior. I can't start to think of loved ones in my family circle. And you have ones that you know and you love and you care for and they're part of you. You wouldn't want to lose any one of them. And if they died today, they'd be lost forever. What can we do? Number one, let God break your heart for those outside of Christ. Let God touch your pocket. Let God drive you to your knees. We might see in this our day and in this our generation people won for Christ. The motive for mission. Go ye into all the world. May God help us to be faithful.